So your first voyage was out of Liberty to London.
So I joined the Samuel Griffin in New York. It actually sailed from the same pier I took the Mayfair to Hoffman Island from, Pier 1, Staten Island. And we sailed out past Hoffman Island with the buildings still there and the people still studying. And our first trip, my first foreign port that I ever visited after growing up in Brooklyn was Savannah, Georgia. It was like being in a different country.
Yeah.
But we were there for a week or so. And I just explored the place, got on streetcars and rode them to the end of the line just to see the country.
Yeah.
And eventually we loaded. What we loaded were prefabricated houses that were built in that area from the pine woods of the South. They built prefabricated houses, and they loaded them and also put them on deck, in many cases, in big crates. And we sailed, and I remember seeing the white cliffs of Dover as we sailed by. And I was so thrilled. I said, I'm in a different place in the world. I just love to travel. And we sailed up the Thames to a place called Tilbury Dock, which is the furthest out dock of London. And in that harbor were the residues of D-Day. There were the pipeline that had fed the oil across the channel was reeled up and parked in Tilbury Dock. And it was a train ride into London. And every chance I got, I would get the ride, the train, from Tilbury Dock to London. We'd go to a Fenchurch Street station, which was right by the Tower of London. And when I got out of the station at Fenchurch Street, I could look across the mile of London, and I could see the whole structure of church, the cathedral in St. Paul's, and there was not a building standing in that whole square mile or so. All had were rubble walls along the sidewalk to keep people from falling into the what used to be the basements of houses. But the rubble had largely been removed, and these little were filling up with water. These basements were filling up.
Was there a lot of construction or not construction?
No construction.
But removal?
There was no construction going. By that time, it was 1945, and
yeah.
the Blitz was in 42.
Mm-hmm.
So they had been working hard. They were working
to get the stuff
there,
out.
There were very few skeletal buildings left, as I saw in Naples and Germany and other places. In London, they had largely cleaned that up. They had been working very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked around London, and of course, I wore my uniform, mm-hmm. which was in this photo, that uniform. I really enjoyed it. I'd attend band concerts in London. I went to the Tower of London.
What was the city like? I mean,
it was
at that time.
There were still neighborhoods that were not very much affected. And there were many places. There were old houses that had been converted into U.S. government houses. I remember having lunch there one time in a dining room in a house. I don't know how I found it, there were mainly pilots from the Air Force having lunch. One of them offered to take me on a ride on a bomber over Europe, but it never worked out. But London was very busy.
The
people walking around. It was summertime.
Yeah.
And the main activity while I was there was the election. In 1945, in I think it was July, but it may have been June, there was a general election in England, and Winston Churchill was voted out of office, and Clement Attlee was voted in. And there were headlines screaming in the papers about that event. But it was, and of course, Attlee was the one who attended the big three conferences from then on in Potsdam and other places.
Right.
But Churchill was sort of discarded. It took him a while to sort of get rehabilitated, but he had led them through the war, led them to victory, and they were.